This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott.
I am not in danger, Skyler. I am the danger. A guy opens his door and gets shot, and you think that of me? No. I am the one who knocks.
That's actor Bryan Cranston as Walter White from season 6 of AMC's hit TV series Breaking Bad, owning up to his wife about his prowess as a drug dealer. Breaking Bad follows a high school chemistry teacher who cooks up meth with a former student, kicking off a fast slide into murder, extortion, and unsavory partnerships as a bona fide drug lord. Too crazy to be true, right? Well, maybe not. In 2011, police in California arrested Stephen Kinsey, professor by day, outlaw biker, and meth distributor by night. Kinsey's been out on bail since his initial arrest. The preliminary hearing to determine whether or not the case against him is strong enough to go to trial was scheduled for June. It's since been delayed. Natasha Vargas Cooper wrote about the real-life Walter White for BuzzFeed. She's also a frequent contributor to The Atlantic and The New York Times, among other publications. And Natasha, great to have you with us.
Hi, thanks.
All right, so who is this Stephen Kinsey?
Stephen Kinsey is a pretty gregarious and well-liked professor at the University of San Bernardino, California, which is a desert suburb out here in Southern California. He had good ratings from his students. He taught kinesiology, which is the study of body movement. He had a master's and a doctorate. Some students complained that sometimes he would be late, sometimes he'd be a little disorganized, but in general, the reviews were very, very positive, even though he could be a little intimidating. And it makes a little bit of sense because when he wasn't at school, he and a former student who became his live-in girlfriend, named Holly, were suppliers to a mid-level meth distribution network. So he supplied about 3 to 4 street-level dealers with meth, and he was also part of the Devil's Disciples. They would call themselves a motorcycle club. The FBI calls them a motorcycle gang. And he wasn't just a part of the gang, he was the leader. He was the president, the local president of the Mountain Chapter of the Devil's Disciples. His nickname in that group, just like Walter White has Heisenberg, he has Skins. So Kinsey was known as Skins. Because there's a tremendous amount of violence and drug trafficking within these biker crews, clubs, gangs, whatever you want to call them, it has triggered off a really focused effort on the part of law enforcement and the FBI to surveil these guys.
They were keeping an eye on him, but how did they figure out that Kinsey in particular was leading a double life?
Because of so much gang involvement and so much drugs and violence in these motorcycle clubs, they started to do a surveillance much in the way that Hank has surveilled Jesse Pinkman in the show, and did a month-long wiretap on Kinsey and his associates and came up with hours and hours of text messages and phone calls, you know, witnesses of seeing them talk about and pick up and sell drugs.
Apparently they had enough evidence to do a raid on his home. What did that turn up?
The raid turned up body armor, pistols, handguns, a pound of methamphetamine, and some biker patches, including one for his girlfriend Holly that said property of Skins. And he wasn't just the only person arrested in the raid. 8 other associates were, from just dealers to buyers, and most of the buyers that were arrested were women. So everybody around him, 8 other people were arrested, and I believe that 6 of them pleaded guilty. The only people who've pleaded not guilty to the charges are Kinsey, another higher-level dealer than him, and his girlfriend.
Yeah, and I guess a couple of other people have asserted that Kinsey is not indeed guilty. It is pretty natural, you know, given this kind of setup, to compare him to Walter White on Breaking Bad, trying to suss out the other similarities. I mean, why did he get into this business? Was he also strapped for cash because of an illness?
Well, no, that's what was puzzling, is that, you know, there's a lot of chatter on, like, education blogs of saying, you know, he wasn't tenured, but he lived in a very nice 2-story split level in San Bernardino. He had a good contract and had enough money to have a very expensive motorcycle. Now, I don't doubt that teaching at a mid-level college does not pay as well as being a meth dealer, but that's the one thing that people have found somewhat puzzling is, well, why not do one or the other? Why bother to do both? But it turns out he really liked teaching.
So what exactly has Kinsey been charged with?
He has been charged with the biggie is criminal conspiracy, as well as felony counts of intent to sell, manufacturing, and some weapons charges. Now, the question is, did these activities necessarily go to benefit the devil's disciples? Mm. Will there be a gang enhancement thrown onto the charges?
Oh, would that change the terms of the case, I imagine?
Yeah, that could add some serious time, and that hasn't quite been sussed out. And that still needs to be presented in the preliminary, and the judge could say no. Because from what I've read from the wiretap, along with some very amusing text messages between Kinsey and his other associates saying, I'm low on study supplies, will you bring some top shelf stuff? And them saying, yeah, I have so much stuff, I might as well have a degree, LOL. He's pretty significantly involved, but it's unclear if any of this had to do with the devil's disciples, and if that is just maybe something he does on the weekends. Because they also do cookouts, they also have picnics. To them, they don't believe that they're a gang. They're a club that just happens to have a bunch of members who have felony backgrounds.
Sounds kind of entertaining, though. Do you think this Kinsey case would also make for good TV?
I think so, just because he seems to be such an interesting guy. And clearly, there's just something fascinating about anybody who is caught in a criminal underworld and then also has to grade papers. You know, that is instant television. I will say that a big difference, though, between Stephen Kinsey and Walter White is the level of caution. Mm. This was not a hard conspiracy to unravel. The text messages were very thinly layered. Onions are what they called meth. Soup is what they called, you know, a big supply. And even some people would text each other and say, do you have an 8-ball? So they do really need a Skyler White to keep them. They needed a car wash. They needed a better story. And it's possible that perhaps that Kinsey did keep the teaching job as a way to have a front, as a way to kind of, like Gus says, hide in plain sight.
Clearly, he wasn't adopting the strategies and tactics of Walter White. Any indication that Kinsey was inspired by Breaking Bad?
I feel like this goes back way before it. And it is part of, unfortunately, it's very ingrained in the kind of desert suburbs that we have out here. Meth is huge, and biker clubs and gangs are very big. And, you know, what really predates what you see in Breaking Bad is biker meth. Bikers are who really brought meth to Southern California. So there's a long tradition that he is a part of, regardless of what shows are on AMC.
Natasha Vargas Cooper, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, thank you.
Natasha wrote about the real-life Walter White for BuzzFeed, and she's also the author of Mad Men Unbuttoned, a romp through 1960s America. We have a link to more on her book, the article, and the video clip we featured in the introduction. All that's at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm Virginia Prescott. Thank you for spending some time with us today. The best stories are told by word of mouth. We hope you join us for more of them tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.